I'm Sami Zeidan in Doha with a look at the headlines here in Al Jazeera. The EU is pledging $1 billion to help Afghanistan. The money will go to aid agencies and not the Taliban. International funds have been frozen since the armed group seized control of the country. Schools in Hong Kong have been suspended as rain and wind from Typhoon Kompasu hit the financial hub. Authorities have cancelled morning trade on the city's stock market. Rob McBride is following developments from Hong Kong.
This has been a fairly big, impactful typhoon. The first place to be affected was the Philippines as it came in from the Western Pacific, affecting mainly the island in the north of Luzon. It caused quite a lot of flooding, landslides, some deaths and injuries there. What often happens is that these storms will lose a lot of their intensity as they move over the Philippines, which this one has. But Kompasu has then stayed out in the South China Sea, moving westwards, and as it does so, it basically has not lost more strength. If anything, it may have gained a little.
Chile's president has imposed a state of emergency over the so-called Mapuche conflict. The armed indigenous group has been fighting to recover its ancestral land. Troops are being sent to two southern regions hit by violence. Tens of thousands of government supporters have rallied across Bolivia. It follows days of anti-government protests against the proposed law. The bill gives authorities the power to investigate citizen assets without a court order. But the government says it's essential to tackling illicit earnings and helping the economy. Chinese property giant Evergrande has missed its third round of debt payments in three weeks. Analysts are warning Evergrande could be declared in default as soon as Monday, with liabilities of around $305 billion. Well, if it collapses, there are concerns the impact could spread beyond Asian markets. The UK government created one of the country's worst ever public health failures because it didn't impose a lockdown fast enough at the start of the pandemic. That's the conclusion of a newly released report by some of the UK's own politicians. The inquiry also found thousands of lives were lost because people were transferred to care homes to free up hospital beds.